This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Leroy Lawson, for years, was a minister in a Christian church in Mesa, Arizona, just outside of Phoenix. Leroy said there was a father and son in the church by the name of Jack and John Cobb. Jack was the father, John was the son, in his 20s. They were both into ultralight flying, small planes with a small engine on the back. You basically strap on the harness and fly. It seems like it would be a lot of fun. Jack and his son John went out into the desert of Arizona to fly. It was John's turn, the son, to strap in. He got in, fired up the engine, took off while Dad was watching him fly. You can imagine the horror when Jack Cobb saw that his son made a turn and he banked a little too sharply to the left. And those of you that have done some flying know what I'm going to tell you happened. When you bank too sharply, you lose lift. And so instead of going straight ahead, it just dropped to the ground. And right in front of Jack, he saw his son, John, killed right in front of him in an ultralight accident. 3 weeks after the funeral, Leroy Lawson was preaching, and evidently at his church at the time, the choir not only stood on the platform, but stayed up in their chairs during the service. And Leroy Lawson said he turned around to make eye contact with the choir as he was preaching, and he saw Jack sitting in the choir 3 weeks after the funeral. Jack had never sung in the choir, ever. And he made a mental note. I'm going to ask Jack why he did that. So after the service was over, he walked up to Jack, and it was as if Jack was anticipating the question. Because Jack answered the question before Leroy Lawson could even voice it. He said, "I sang in the choir because I need some praise in my life. I sang in the choir because I need some praise in my life." I want to suggest today that you're going to start praising the Lord more when you know that He made you. You recognize that He formed you. And He takes responsibility and says to you and to me, "Before you were even born, I knew you. Before you were even born," God would be presumptuous enough to say, "I've got a plan for you." And so many men and women simply need to discover the plan that God has for their life. And, you know, Henry Blackaby has helped me more than any other person to understand that. You know, Henry Blackaby says, "You want to know what to do for God?" So many people say, "What do I do?" Henry Blackaby puts it simply like this: look around you in your family. Look around you in your neighborhood. Look around where you work. See what God is already doing. God's already at work in people's lives. And all we need to do, and I think he's right, is get on board with what God is already doing in our circles of influence. For instance, you go to the hospital to see somebody, I guarantee you God's working already before you got there. Maybe you could say a word to somebody, that a word that would bless. Before you go to a family reunion, God's already working in your family, and there's something that God could use you to be the one. He could put words in your mouth to say the right word. I meet people all the time who think that God doesn't have a clue what's going on in their life. If God only knew the suffering that I was going through the last year. If God only had an idea of what we're going through in our marriage. If God only knew the hell that I'm going through at my job, and we could go on and on and describing, if God only knew. And I want to tell you this, He knows. He knows. Because the God who said, "Before you were even born, I knew you," is the God who knows what's going on in your life now. And I really mean that with all my heart. Well, this seventh message from the book of Jeremiah concludes tomorrow on Cross Hope. I want you to hear the conclusion. Some powerful things that I think will speak to you. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.